Good morning. It's 7:41. I'm Dan Spatafor, and it's time now for the Women's Bowling Report. We got the Men's Bowling Report yesterday at this time. We're going to talk to Mary Beverly. It's brought to you by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency Coop and Burr on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station. Mary, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Grand and glorious, Dan, and it's the letter T today, so we're going to say good morning to all the ladies named Tammy and Tanya and Teresa.
Outstanding.
And here are the top scores for our women bowlers for the week ending the 25th, and that was also the closing date for our city tournament, and I'll touch on that a little later. Monica Solis from the Starlight League with a 272. Then from Northland Select, Kim Smith, 270. Courtney Garveling, Northland Select, 258. Thursday Night Misfits, it was Dawn Clapp with a 255. Then I have a 246 for Shauna Baum from Northland Select. Couple of ladies coming, well, a lady coming in with a 245 game. That was Lori Kirkland from Northland Select. Then also from Northland Select, a 241 for Tammy Newberry. Robin Veenhoven and Stacy Steinhauer both rolled 235 games on the Northland Select League. Also from Northland Select, Stacy Barnes with a 232, and Mary DeBoer with a 225 from the Sunshine League. Also a 225, and that was Northland Select for Belle Guerrero. Our high series for the week, Kim Smith just really outdid herself with a 762 on Northland Select. I have another 700, and that's Courtney Garveling with a 718 from Northland Select. Thursday Night Misfits, Dawn Clapp, 661. Lori Kirkland, 658, Northland Select. Also from Northland Select, Tammy Newberry, 647. Then a 631 for Stacy Steinhauer from Northland Select. Robin Veenhoven, 626 Northland Select. From the Starlight League, it was Monica Solis with a 623. And rounding our top 10 for the week, it is Belle Guerrero with a 612 from the Sunshine League. Hey, Dan, how about if we let one of our wonderful sponsors get a word in edgewise, because I have a tendency to talk too fast and too much.
WHTC News Time is 7:45. It's the rest of the Women's Bowling Report here on 1450 WHTC. And Mary, quick question before we get back to the report. I have to ask you, I like bowling as much as the other guy, but I don't do it enough to where I can be competitive. Trust me, my score is pretty far south. How hard is it to bowl a 300? I've always wanted to ask that.
It's pretty nerve-wracking. I have seen some. In fact, my husband has bowled as 300 game, and I was there. I could hardly watch. I had to look between my fingers. with the equipment that is out there now, it is not as difficult as it was at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nerves, I think, that get to people. They get to thinking, okay, I've got to get one more.
I worked with a buddy of mine who bowled a 300. He was an outstanding bowler, and he said when he was just bowling by himself one day, the entire bowling alley shut down and just started to watch him because he was, you know, going to get it. And
yeah.
I can't imagine how nerve-wracking that would be. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and people start to get to the seventh and eighth frame, and they have a perfect game. We have a woman that had a perfect game already this season. That was Belle Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. They stop. You start seeing all these X's up on the score sheets, and you got to watch. You just got to watch.
Right.
So It isn't the easiest thing in the world. I mentioned our city tournament. The entries did close on the 25th, which was Saturday. I have not talked to Jim with total numbers. Check our bowling website, greaterhollandbowling.com. The schedule should be posted there. The other thing, we are now reaching about two-thirds, over 700 of our association members via email. And this has just been a real boon for us. I'd like to thank our tournament sponsors, Bud Light and Graphic Signs and WHTC, J&H Family Stores, Kyle Skiles Pizza. And we will be kicking our tournament off this week, Saturday, at Allie's, formerly Lakeview Lanes, down in Saugatuck, Douglas area. You are invited to our opening ceremonies, which will begin at 10:30, and we'll get the tournament kicked off with our team event down there. Few ladies that have recently earned awards in our association, and I like to mention them because these are firsts for some of these ladies. Chris Mansray had her first 200 game. That was on the Starlight League. Also from Starlight, Barb DeLeon carries a 126 average. She rolled a 201. Renee Saravelle, 136 average, 515 series. Sienna Horvath from Saturday Night Fever carries a 141 average, had a 519 game. She earned a 500 series and a 200 game award with her 201. Melissa Heisinger from Saturday Night Fever, 178, that was a 175 game or better, and she earned herself award. And then I have Jennifer Dankert. And Jennifer carries an 88 average, and she bowls a 132. And then I also have Melissa McClintock, had a 193 game. That was 75 pins over her 115 average, and 175 game or better. So those are some of our recent award winners, as we have a lot of good bowlers in our association, and they're all trying to get better. And you know, Dan, you said something, your bowling wasn't, well,
not up to par. No, not even close.
Hey, you know, there are a lot of really fun leagues. They're short leagues. They're 10-week leagues. And it's a good way to meet people in the area and get acquainted with our bowlers and contact our local centers. That would be Zealand Lanes and Century Lanes. And, of course, BAM. And Northland and Allie's down in Douglas. I'll be back with you next week, if I may.
Absolutely. I would love to talk to you again, Mary. I really appreciate you being with us this morning.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Mary Beatherly, the Women's Bowling Report on 1450 WHTC.